Good morning and welcome to Manna. I'm so blessed that you've decided to join me today. Trust that as we spend some time in Proverbs chapter 25, that it will minister to your heart. And so won't you join me as we start with prayer? Lord, I thank you. Thank you that in the busyness of life, we get the opportunity to pause and say, time out. I just need to spend some time with my Lord and my God. Because you invite us, Lord. Your word says that we are not to be fearful, but to come into your throne room, the throne of grace, to seek your mercy and your help in time of need. And so, Lord, when are we never in a time of need? But I pray, Lord, that today we would enjoy the blessing of the counsel that you have for us, that you have spoken, you have provided in your word. Thank you, Jesus, as we ask your blessing now. In your name we pray. Amen. So we're in Proverbs chapter 25, and a couple of weeks ago, we kind of touched a little bit on verses 9 and 10. And so that's where we're going to pick up today is verses 9 and 10. So why don't you read with me? If you don't have your Bibles with you or your Blue Letter Bible app, whatever, it's fine. I'll read it for you. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 9. Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you and your ill repute have no end. Whoa. You know, if you got an issue that you have with a person, take it up with that person, right? I refer, when you don't do that and you go around and you talk to other people about it, I call that being a saucy Sally, you know? It's like, man, you're just spreading poison because you're being critical or demeaning another person's character. And really what happens then is it's going to eventually come back on you. And that's what verse 10 says, unless he who hears you bring shame upon you and your ill repute have no end. It's like you're going to be known as that type of a person. And so people are going to avoid you. So my advice, if you have found yourself going around trying to build allegiances, trying to get people to side with you, rather than going and dealing with whatever the issue is with that person, is get your foot out of your mouth. Ask the Lord to forgive you and go to that person and say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. This is inappropriate for me to do this. And so that road of humility always leads to honor. And it just says, you know what? You matter more to me. And that will speak volumes. And so hopefully you can then work on resolving whatever that conflict might be. But don't become a saucy Sally. And don't make friends with saucy Sallys, right? Call them to question. That's what we do with saucy Sallys. Verse 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Like a gold ring of an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Well, I kind of got ahead of myself a little bit there. Let's just focus on verse 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. You know, that's interesting. Apples of gold in a setting of silver. Well, that probably is very beautiful, but it's a word that's fitly spoken. Well, typically, a word that's fitly spoken happens at a time when there's dispute that's happening or there's emotions that are involved. And God gives a person the clarity of what needs to be said to bring the temperature of the room or the condition of the communication to a place where you can actually resolve the conflict. And it walks through a place of speaking the truth in love. Because people matter. And I've been in those places before, and it hurts when people are in conflict with each other because they say things that later they would regret. And so a word fitly spoken says, whoa, time out, you know. That's what we do in football, right? It's football season. We call timeout so that we can calm the situation down. We can slow down the emotions of it. And then we can, if you will, continue on with wisdom and truth to solve whatever that problem might be. Verse 12 says, as it explains what it means to be a fitly spoken word, says, like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear. Something that's pleasing to the sight or is, wait a minute, is a wise reprover. Well, reprovers don't typically, they're not well received, but yet when a person comes to reprove, not in the terms of harshness, but in gentleness, where the parties can stop and listen, all of a sudden there's beauty in the room. I'm reminded of Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, and we spent some time there in the past, and that it says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but it's a harsh word that stirs up anger. If we respond when spoken to with a harsh word, then that harsh word plus another harsh word, and it goes back and forth and back and forth, and all of a sudden, what do we get? Well, I think the multiplicity of harsh words equals wrath, where people are vengeful, and they're angry, and they're going to take revenge, and all it does is make it worse. But a soft answer, that's what turns away wrath. It just says, well, wait a minute, let's step back and let's take a look here, right? That's what this is speaking about, I believe. Verse 13. Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. He refreshes the soul of his masters. Being faithful to communicate the heart of your master compared to your own heart, your own reasoning, is a word fitly spoken, because you're being entrusted with a message from your employer, your master. And then as a believer's case, that our master is the Lord, that the Lord gives us words to speak to others, whether they might be a gentle reproof or it might be a word of encouragement, whatever it might be. But we as believers, when the Lord gives us a word for another person, is that we are speaking on behalf of Christ. And when we do that, we're honoring him. When we don't include our opinion, if you will. Verse 14, like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift he does not give. So a word unfitly spoken is what I would describe that as. It's a person that is living to impress without substance. I've known some folks like that over my lifetime, and I feel sorry for them, because they try to live like they're somebody and they're not. And all they do is they cause a lot of heartache for themselves and they cause a lot of heartache for other people. But it reminds me of those dry Idaho summer windstorms, you know, where it's like you see the clouds brewing and it's like, oh man, we need some rain to cool off this 100 degree temperature on this hot desert, and the wind blows and then there's dirt everywhere, and that's all we might get a few little raindrops, and all it does is just to make a mess of everything, especially your cars, you know, but there's no value in it. And that's exactly what I think that's what this word that's unfitly spoken it reminds me of, is there is needed rain. There is a right word that is to be spoken. But when there's no substance, but a person comes into a conflict, and all they do is just stir up more trouble, the statement that needs to be asked is, are you being part of the problem or are you being part of the solution? You know, I think we're going to pull up right there, and we'll jump into verse 15, which is about the importance of persistent prayer. So we're going to look at that next week. God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining me today.